Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show.
I'm your number one fan, man. Woo!
Featuring insight and analysis that's second to most.
You don't impress me.
With Russ T. Nails.
Boogity boogity doo.
And Sully something.
You think he's a real man when you're being tucked in.
Taking a professional look at the markets and investing in stuff through bloodshot eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish.
Now, here's Russ and Sully.
Live from the Top Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Good to talk to Biz Talk Radio Network audience. Welcome. And, of course, American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. We've been talking to our audience on Biz TV nationwide, coast to coast. Sully here, Rusty Nails there, and talking about the Brexit.
The Brexit, yeah.
Did you even – have you written anything?
I thought that was the no. joke there okay. Something about my
Have
breakfast.
You not written a joke for this yet?
I'm waiting.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Right.
Look at this chart. You know, you've seen the Dow, and for our radio audience as you're driving around, you know the market has lost significantly in the last couple of days. But I will post this at bigbizshow.com.
Oh, there's Sully's drawing.
I drew this chart back in January.
It was in the tub.
Back in January, you recall, we had a horrible start to the year. The worst start we'd had almost in the history of the Dow Jones. And if what I did is I drew a chart and I went back to the 2009 lows and I realized, is it really that bad? No, it's a snapshot in time.
Right.
And I've been saying, if the Dow was a bargain at the beginning of 2009 when it was trading at 6,500, if you look at it now when we're at 17,000, it's probably a bargain now too if you go forward in time. So that little drop where it says today, that's not today, that's January 1st, but that's I'll do another one tomorrow so you can see it. And I'll post it up on bigbizshow.com. It's going to look exactly the same.
Pull out the crayons.
It's going to show a little sideways action and then a little dip again.
Nothing wrong with a little sideways action followed by a little dipping, I always say.
Cool.
That's exactly right, Rusty. Thank you.
Describes my weekend.
So if you take a look at this thing, U.S. stocks following global markets further into the red, and that makes the post-Brexit turmoil the worst two-day period for U.S. stocks since the August 2015 freakout.
I just like the people who have been proven wrong on this whole thing.
About
that
what?
Same look I'm seeing on, like, remember when you found out, okay, Santa Claus...
When you found out Obamacare wasn't going to be as cheap as you thought
when you found out as a kid Santa Claus wasn't real, but other kids still believed, and you're looking at them like, what a spaz. It's kind of the way I look at liberals now. It's like, now that the truth is out, how can you still have the same
Santa Claus? You bring up a great point, because this was basically conservative versus liberals going on there. That's exactly what this is about.
So.
It was conservative. The conservatives won out in this case. But now they're talking about a new vote. Look who's here. Kyle Harrington.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look so bad. You have to have been on the phone for the last 4 days with your clients.
Your ear's a little red.
Non-stop.
Yeah. Talk. Now, is there blood in the water, or is this just a snapshot in time? Are we feeling like this is the pendulum has just swung too far in one direction? What's going on?
What does it mean? What do I do, Kyle? Yeah. I'm retiring next year. I don't want any principal risk. Should I go to cash? Kyle, I don't retire for 20 years. These are different conversations, right?
Tell them, move to Birmingham. Right.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say to these people?
This
is a snapshot. I would say it's a snapshot in time.
That's what I said.
I would show them the chart I just showed you. I'll give you a copy of it.
I
only need a small piece of the action.
I would like that. But for those that are retiring within the next year or two, there is a conversation to be had with respect to protecting what they've grown over the last, call it, 30, 40 years, right?
Okay, Russ has only said two smart things in 20 years of radio on this program and television. One of them was, and probably the smartest thing I've ever heard almost anyone say about the market, when you sell today, all you've done is lock in your losses. All you've done is lock in your losses.
It's official. That's what you made off.
So
the
how
stock.
Do you? So when you say there's a case for maybe protecting, do you wait for a consolidation play and go back and then start taking money off the table, or do you take it off right now?
You don't take it off right now, in my opinion. I think you're patient, and you're sitting down with your advisor, making very clear that there's a certain downside from here that one needs to pay close attention to.
Yeah.
We have seen the Dow drop 600 on Friday and then another 200. I don't know about where it sort
of... Well, but the bottom, in a two-day period, 6% off the Dow. Okay. I'm sorry, off the NASDAQ, 4% off the Dow. That's a pretty ugly,
It's not great, right? But
I guarantee you, when I draw the chart, it's going to look exactly what I just showed you.
I would agree over time.
And
I
for
agree
radio, just so you understand what we're saying, It looks like any stock chart. The significant drop that happened in January is not so significant when you look at it over the course of the last 7 years.
Yeah.
Even the course of the year, it doesn't look that bad. We're going to see a little bit of sideways to down action, and then you're going to see another dip like that. That's what you're going
to
see.
You got to continue to sell. It's a marathon, not a race. Okay, right. Except for those that are approaching retirement. And there's a different conversation here. But yes, the answer to your question about the phone ringing is nonstop, right? People are, and they should be concerned. They should be calling, and they should be asking
and
those questions.
And you should
questions.
Answer. It's a bad time to go.
Should
sorry,
answer.
I can't
well, you
take
go dark
your call
now,
right
you're in
now.
Trouble. Kyle, so Kyle is sort of an expert on business and politics, which you don't see very often. It's kind of the intersection of business and politics. Any lessons we can learn here in the U.S. going into a presidential year on what we just saw happen here? Because this was basically conservatives versus liberals, and the conservatives won out this time. Now, obviously, we're in a global economy, so this is not the end game. This is just fear, and the market runs on fear and greed. So that's what's happening. Let's talk about that.
It's clearly a testament to what Donald Trump has been selling. And I know you know that I am in favor of Trump. I'm not trying to oversell him here, but this is Britain taking back their country.
Yeah.
I think his motto about now we need to take back our country. Because remember, this Brexit has a bunch of different legs to it. There was obviously the fact that they no longer wanted their currency exposed to other countries that weren't pulling their weight. But keep in mind,
the British pound has always been intact. They never went to the euro there.
Okay, but hold on. In addition, which is, I think, the political point is, they really had a huge beef with the immigration situation within their country.
I think that was the bigger piece.
And
of it,
that was
it?
The big piece. And that's what, essentially Donald Trump is saying. Basically, we cannot continue to weaken our currency and weaken our position in the world by not having some degree of immigration reform.
Is this the best thing that happened to his campaign, you think?
I think this is a very big plus for him.
Especially if in a couple of days it's buying opportunities, everything goes right back to maybe an overall 1% drop in
yeah, I think that's going to be the lesson because that's exactly what's going to happen.
That's a good point.
You bring
that's
up a fantastic point, Russ, because that's exactly what's going to happen. This thing is not going to cave because of this. This is a reactionary sort of a couple of days of trading. You sort of knew it was going to happen. Based upon the fact that the week prior, we had some dips in the market, and then all of a sudden we got over exuberant. The market, remember, market crossed over 18,000 the day before this vote was announced.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday, the market crossed over 18,000 the day before it was announced, and obviously, pulled back. So the interesting part of this is that he's probably not going to have to answer those critics that say, well, look what it did to the economy.
Interestingly enough, I just saw a recent poll. I guess he's polling at the lowest he has against Hillary. Now, I don't know who comprises these polls, right? Russ, but
I mean, it's almost like
with the word.
But the point is that you can do a poll making anybody. We are the number one show on TV for this 5 minutes. You could make a poll saying anything.
You could fix the graph.
We're the number one show talking about business, politics, and the Brexit in the world right now.
Yeah, right. We all learn that in math.
So that's what these. So are you worried that these polls?
What
are the polls?
Brings up a great point. Is that I guess he is polling at the lowest he has nationally against Hillary. It would be interesting to see who comprises those polls. So I'm not paying a huge amount of attention to it, but I think that, to your point, this is a big move for him in a positive direction, what Britain just did.
Do we care about the fact that a trade deal between the U.S. and Europe is dead now? Is that a big deal for U.S. economy? And if I say this correctly, U.S., China, Japan, Germany, U.K., France, Italy, Brazil. Okay, so there's your top eight economy.
Is Italy ahead of Brazil?
Yeah, just
okay.
ahead.
Okay.
And if you think in terms of our trading partners, UK, the UK, not the EU, the UK is the seventh largest trading partner in the U.S. I say it's going to sting for a while, but it's not going to kill us.
Right? Right. I would agree with that. Yeah, now, like I did hear discussion today that...
nuked or something. They're still over there. They're
right.
still...
Yeah, right.
London. I did hear discussion today that Sweden was examining doing the same thing that... Britain.
Well, keep in mind, you know, the French president came out on Friday and said that they're considering they're doing their own vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what? Now, again, does it really affect us? Yeah, there's going to be some short-term effects, but the real concern of mine is the volatility. In your mind, does this change the Fed's playbook on interest rates? You know, they were going to raise interest rates four times this year. That's what they said back in December. Does everything stay the same, you think?
Fed does not raise interest rates.
Fed does. Oh, so they're going to change this thing.
I don't think that they raise
interest rates. Because they foretold a four-time. So they're going to be more cautious.
Look, the domestic economic situation says it all, in my opinion. I don't think Janet Yellen is in a position to raise interest rates based on simple numbers. The labor market is... awful. Consumer confidence is not strong.
Yeah.
So, no, I do not see her. In fact, I could make the argument that she could cut interest rates.
At this point.
At quarter of a point.
So by a quarter. They just raise it, cut it back again.
I could see that argument.
You heard it here. Kyle Harrington said it. And it might happen. Kyle, thank you so much.
You bet.
Kyle Harrington, the intersection of business and politics. You'll see much more of him. hc-mgmt.com. The greatest website with the worst name in the history of websites. But yeah, we can tweet it out.
Congratulations.
You can see, but he's on, you know, Fox.
It's the
Business.
Number
he's on
one
Fox.
Most
he's on
Googled
every other
website by left-handed.
Yes, the number one. He's been polled.
Number
it's
one.
Proven in the polls. The number
polled.
One.
We polled
the number audience. One website being not being found right now that's attempted to be being found right now.
We polled a dancer.
Coming up.
Wait a second, man.
The world of like cannabis man. Investing.
What?
Stand by.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
You feel better or worse now, by the way?
From
talking to Kyle.
Oh, much better.
I feel better, sir.
Yeah.
Take a look at the chart of the Dow here. Big Biz Show, Rusty, Sully, Biz TV, as well as Biz Talk Radio Network, American Forces Radio Network. Look at the chart there of the Dow. Now, if you're driving, don't stop and look at this chart.
Zippy, zappy, down
but go to the
go.
Website, and I'll post a copy of this, or you can go to bigcharts.com. But that's just a dip.
What's that bottom red bar right here?
The bottom red bar. That's volume.
Oh,
that's a volume bar. So Russ is for the radio audience. Russ is pointing to a piece of a chart.
Yeah. The
go back and look at January. Look at how far back we dropped in January. See that? See how horrible January was? Look at where we were February 15th, for example.
Yeah, right
where
in Sucktown.
We were in Sucktown. We were below 15,000. Okay. Now, as bad as that looked, this is what it looked like in comparison to 2009. Because that is where the bottom is. Now, look at the chart from 2009 that we did
on that
date. And you'll
wish
be able to
you
see
weren't
it,
here.
Where you'll be able to see it.
That's going to be tough to cut to. The graphic thing.
There it is. See that?
Oh, there. That's good.
So see that where it says today? That was on that date.
Yeah.
So flash back to the Dow for a second, guys.
Let me go back to the Dow. This is fun.
See that bottom there where February back there,
yes,
in February?
15th.
Okay.
That was the day it was higher than all the other ones.
And you can put the cursor there, guys.
Okay.
So you can where I'm talking about. Yeah. That's it. That right there where you see the cursor?
Yep.
Go back to the other chart. That's where it is. Okay?
That was that. Yeah.
It looked much worse from 6 feet than it does from 50,000 feet. Yeah,
everything
it?
Does.
That's the same thing. Now, what you're going to see is you're going to see. Now, go back to the regular chart. Look at how we've climbed. See this drop here? We're still not even close to where we were down there, are we?
Right, right.
I guarantee you may not even be able to see it when I draw the chart today.
But a lot of people traded shares, is what that big red.
A lot of volume, a lot of selling. But what makes stock go down, Russ? More selling than buying.
Right. People want it
more, more. Yeah, more selling. Buying.
What's the gray bars then? Besides, in front of my hotel room.
Gray bars are when we cross over. Okay. Yeah. When we cross over average daily volumes. Okay. So in other words, our average daily volume was higher than a normal average daily volume for that day, and that's just a function on the chart. Honestly, you can change that to anything you want.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, if you want to make that, you know, days that Apple traded bigger, you can do the same thing. I just happen to have it on there where we cross over daily volumes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How is the world of medical marijuana going for you?
Well, actually, very interesting. As I delve into it, some laws that are affected by it. Landlords, if you rent from a place that is a non-smoking apartment, yet you have to smoke to treat your glaucoma.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Really?
Because state law should apply, not federal.
Mm-hmm.
But then federal laws that apply to you can't smoke because your neighbor's going to be pissed because they smell the smoke. You got
right.
all that thing.
Right.
So that's, you know, laws are affected. Money making. They're growing. They're trying to get acreage. Some of the Native American tribes that are leasing out their sovereign nation land to produce cannabis plants that produce the oils that treat PTSD and all the other, you know.
What's interesting is the cannabis investment space is now dwarfing the cybersecurity space. Here to talk about that today, Ernie Blackman. Ernie Blackman is the CEO of United Cannabis Corporation. Ernie, how are you, bud? Good to talk to you.
I'm good today. How are you guys?
Good, good. So, well, by the way, since we haven't talked about exactly what you guys do for a while, and of course we talk about the Act Now program every single day on this program, I'm going to let you talk about it because they're publicly traded under the stock symbol CNAB. United Cannabis is one of those companies that's sort of on the cutting edge. Give us a 50,000-foot view, Ernie, for people who've never heard about your company.
Well, the 50,000-foot view is my partner Tony and I developed our Act Now program, which is our medicinal program under United Cannabis when we started our dispensaries in Colorado back in 2009. Started to see some really good effects, started to see patients coming back in full remission from some pretty bad indications, and decided that we needed to bring this medicine out and take it into as many jurisdictions as it was possible to take it to. The best vehicle to do that was a publicly traded company, United Cannabis. We now take that technology, lease it out, or implement it in different jurisdictions around the country and around the world as marijuana law normalizes.
So here's my question for you. As you see more and more states go legal with marijuana, and you see sort of the, and I know that you're CEO of a public company, you can't talk about the investing specifically, but more money's being pumped into this industry. Are you seeing the paradigm shift from when you started to now, where there's maybe ease into the marketplace or more adoptability for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Adoptability, acceptability, a different quality of investor coming to the space now. A lot of the early people, I believe, were kind of those get-rich-quick guys just jumping in and jumping out. And I think you're starting to see some people that are in the space long.
What now? Here's my other question for you. Now, what do you tell someone who, for example, I was talking to my mom on Friday. My mom is 77 years old. Okay,
never too late, Bob.
Well, no, and she's talking, but she's asking about I'm reading all this stuff. I'm reading all this stuff on medical marijuana. And what do you tell someone who knows nothing about it, Ernie? Because obviously you have this sort of stigma attached that's been around since 1960, by the way. Then they also have Goldman Sachs and some pretty big investment banking firms in this country saying, you know what, there's something to look at here as far as investing goes. What do you tell folks like that from your purview?
Well, I tell them that it's a plant that grows in the ground, and it's plant-based medicine. It's not a drug made in a lab and fabricated somewhere, and the plant is actually developed over 30,000 years with human beings, and it actually supplements the endocannabinoid system that your body already has.
That's right.
And when you start to have those where your body's not making the right cannabinoids, then the plant can come in. It can supplement those. It can take care of all kinds of autoimmune deficiencies, nerve pains, and just general well-being. And I think that if you can access a non-active medicine the way United Cannabis does, then we can give someone like your mom the medicinal benefits of cannabis without getting her high. And I think that's really what that older generation's looking for.
Talk about the government stuff is obviously that you've got a federal and a state sort of loggerheads. Are you concerned about that at all?
Sure. Well, not really. I think that we looked at it early on and said, look, we felt like there's always eventually going to be two different systems. There's going to be the GNC style cannabis based dispensary that you see now going on in different states and different countries around the world, and then eventually you're going to see cannabis medicines go through clinical trials, and that medicine's going to be on the shelf at Walgreens, and your insurance company's going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the confluence of Western medicine and Eastern medicine right there. And I know that you guys have dipped your toe into those waters with creating a system where Western medical doctors can actually sort of look at a tabulation chart and find out.
Here's what I'm treating the patient with now. What mixture can you recommend in the cannabis world, right?
Yeah, tell us about that a bit, Ernie.
Yeah, that's our Act Now software. So we white labeled with one of the top EHR, that's electronic health record software providers in the United States, and it allows doctors to look at how other doctors are managing certain conditions and sees how certain medications will react with cannabis and adjust their protocols and what they're recommending to patients accordingly.
So the once again, if you want more information, you can go to unitedcannabis.us. Or just call Rusty.
That's right.
Cell phone, because Rusty knows everything about it. Ernie Blackman. Ernie, thank you so much, bud. Appreciate that. He's the CEO of United Cannabis.
And you tell your mom it's been a proven medicinal aid.
You tell her.
Longer.
She calls you every day anyway.
Then it's been illegal.
You know, where's my son?
Uh-huh.
Ernie Blackman, CEO of United Cannabis, UnitedCannabis.us, CNAB. All right, Deb Cole coming up with the latest on social media. Mm-hmm. You're not going to believe what you can do now on
what?
Facebook. Stand by. Russ and Sully, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com.
Baby.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, Sully's Biz Brew, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who is paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org. BigBizShow.com. Great to have you on. I'm Sully. That's Rusty Nails. His website, RussIsFunny.com. You have LiveHighLive.com also?
Yes, LiveHighLive.com. Still up and running. You'll see me on the air soon somewhere.
Well, as soon as you have every state involved, yeah. You can be on TV on only the states that are say it's okay.
That's bull.
It's not bull.
Bull.
Half of them like it.
Bull.
The other half are concerned.
I'm actually in, I might be appearing in a, like, you know how they have that, at the pump, you watch a little video of a little snippet.
Yeah, that's called digital place-based media.
So a network that deals only with cannabis has contacted yours truly. Thank you very
and
much.
Said, hey, we'd like you to do a...
Yeah, we're talking, you know.
About Live High Live?
Yeah.
Like a little mini Live High Live.
Well, like a Cron Burgundy doing news, just 1 or 2 minutes.
Do we have a Cron Burgundy?
Uh-oh.
Do we have a Cron Burgundy snippet from him? Can we pull that up, perhaps? Is it on the website?
Is there one
on the website?
Yeah, there's one on the website.
Is it difficult to find?
Yeah, we'll get it. No, we'll find it, though.
Look who's here. Deb
I Cole. Know. So let's get
Deb
to
Cole,
this.
Deb Cole, our social media expert, has walked in the
Wrong
door.
Wrong camera is being used right now, I'll tell you that.
Rusty.
Go ahead and eat it up. Yeah. Go ahead. Well, give a little of that over
there.
Are
you doing an impersonation of Coach Deb?
This is kind of what she looks like, so that's what you're missing. She's wearing a grass shirt.
Check out this. Here's some Cron Burgundy news. Check this out.
Oh, good. We got it. Cron Burgundy.
This is WLHL News with Emmy Award-winning anchorman
that's
Cron
in our bathroom.
Burgundy. Yeah.
Here's Curtis's office. Here's my office.
Ribs.
Is that done here?
Yeah. Good evening. Currently, only 6% of studies on marijuana actually analyze its medicinal purposes, knuckleheads. Keep in mind, though, that there are negative effects to smoking too much pot or using it for non-medicinal purposes. Now, who hasn't done that here? Anyway, when overused or abused, pot can lead to dependency and mess with your memory and emotions.
I think you're better than the real Ron Burgundy.
There are at least two active chemicals in marijuana that researchers think might Burgundy. Have medicinal applications. Uh-huh. Those are cannabidiols, CBDs, which seem to impact the brain without the big high, and THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, which has pain-relieving and other properties. Don't we know it? Also, keep in mind that some of these health benefits can potentially be gained by taking THC pills, but I wouldn't recommend it. Just go grab a bong or a vape or just a good old doobie. I'm Cron Burgundy, WLHL News.
There you have it.
That's they want that in the guest book.
Yeah. Now, a little news snippets, because that's legitimate news the attitude. So
very good. All right.
And it should be. I know it's not. It's crime.
Any hashtags, Deb, on the
probably THC.
Yeah.
Hashtag C.
WTHC.
Hashtag cannabis.
Really? Yeah, hashtag absolutely. Hash.
Hash.
What's hash?
It's a refined version of the. Of pot.
You've been.
It's not
called.
Like hash browns.
No, much different than hash browns or brownies.
Okay.
Hash.
But Russ says hash is brown.
This is where they oil up naked women to make them run through the fields early in the morning to collect all the pollen, scrape them off, and smush it up, huh? That's one version.
I feel like he's making that up. I don't know.
Is this... So they send Vestal virgins into the
pot. I made up the virgin part.
Yeah. Oh.
But it helps if you're naked.
Naked women.
Yeah. We could lube her up and run her out in the field and see what she comes back stuck to her body. Let's do that.
Hey, is that a parking ticket?
Come on. No.
I'm glad I showed up today.
Oh, my. Yeah. Deb, how are you? CoachDeb.tv. Deb Cole, our social media expert here in the program. She's been here for some time. Deb introduced us to Facebook Broadcast. Is that what it's called?
Facebook Live, Facebook Broadcast. It's basically broadcasting using Facebook with the touch of a button.
Yeah.
It's all so great. Fun.
Yes.
So you're doing.
You got a chance to do
you're
that.
You're doing all the time now.
I did it twice over the weekend to get people to come out and see a gig. Say, hey, what are you doing now? Because blah, blah, blah. And so they're fun and.
Yeah.
And they're,
I wonder if.
They last forever, too, by the way.
Do people. So this is what I don't know. So on my Facebook feed, you just pop up on my news feed.
Right.
As broadcasting live right then?
Yes, and you get higher priority. So that's another reason to use it. You're getting higher priority to be in people's news feed because people want to see the live video, right? The other thing is more people are clicking on it because you're live.
Right.
So it gives them a chance to be so, quote unquote, on TV.
And it lets you know who's watching, too.
Yes.
That was cool. Like five people are watching. Dave, Mark, Joey, whatever.
And then you would see if they like it or if they give you a heart or a sad face,
That's
so you get instant feedback, like a focus group of... How are you being perceived?
Yeah.
Do they like the content? Do they want more? And then they can type in questions with you.
How long can you go live?
As long as you want. Yep.
As long as you want.
I know.
We can just do live the whole show live here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. The only thing that will be a caveat is if your internet connection is spotty and it just cuts you off.
Right.
But if you have a good internet connection, you guys have fiber here, you should be golden.
And I moved my camera real fast. That screwed it up.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Oh, it stopped it?
Because what's happening, like, you have to think about how much it's taking in.
God,
and it's trying to give you feedback. So when you're moving it around, it's really hard for them to focus and give you a clear picture. Yeah. So the most important thing with YouTube Live or Facebook Live is quality video. Make sure you have a really good camera. So if you have an iPhone 6, golden.
And move
or
slowly.
Move slowly. It's a very good tip.
I'll tell you what I'd like to see. I'd like to see what business model comes out of this. Because there's going to be businesses created from this.
Absolutely.
I tell you what I think the business model is. I told her about it earlier today. I'm just going to tell you now. And just send us a little piece of it.
Okay.
I think that since video, first of all, photos get more attention on Facebook and social media than just words.
Correct.
Video gets more
attention
on social media than just pictures.
Correct.
There's going to be people that walk out there as professional, interviewers. They're going to go to small businesses and say, you want to drive stuff here? We can do a live commercial. I'll be here every 3 days.
Right.
And we're going to do a live commercial on Facebook.
That was my idea last week.
And it was.
Yeah, good idea,
was
Bob.
It really?
He comes up with more good ideas after me.
Was it that your idea?
Yes.
Was Boober your idea, too?
Boober, yeah. Topless Uber drivers.
Okay, all right. Well, either way. But the point is, you can do like five or six a day.
What I would think is...
But that's a business model for somebody to do that.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing a mini mall, so there's like four businesses that would benefit from having a live video. Otherwise, who cares if, George's sofa... But unless he says, half off. Come on down to Sofa King where every... you have a sofa store and then a donut shop.
Right.
And you say, three times during the week, I'll be...
Yeah.
And it's in one
that's
hour.
Right.
If you just take 20, 40, cheap.
That's right.
Relatively. But if you do 10 of them, jing ching.
Yeah. And you're funny.
You think
that's the interview.
Oh,
shut up.
Is he going to... Is this going to be a business model, you think? I mean,
absolutely.
You think it's going 100%. To be a business?
Yeah, it's absolutely going to be a business. It's an industry.
No.
Right now, we have industries that didn't exist even in anyone's thought 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, like the iPad, wasn't here 10 years
That's
ago.
That's right. No, it wasn't. Yeah. Or the iPhone, right?
Almost.
So
2007, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago,
yeah.
That's right.
So you're seeing industries being created based on the technology that is created.
It's beautiful.
So, what if you're a comedian or if you have any type of personality, you can go to a boring business owner and say, hey, I can make you interesting, and you have a job. right? Yeah. It's a great industry to pursue.
And the way I would also set it up is if you see, because I'm going to say, come in and say Russ video. And if anybody comes in and says it, I get 10% of that sale.
Right. And they and you give them an incentive to give them 10% off.
Right.
So they are encouraged to say that, right? It's the coupon code, so to speak.
That's
it's the code.
Yeah.
You can say it's the hashtag, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's how you incorporate other social media networks, right? You get them to tweet it out, to Snapchat it, use the hashtag, mm-hmm. Instagram, use the hashtag. Mm-hmm. And then you get your message spread as a business owner all over the place in all of these channels. Mm-hmm. All you have to think about is social media is network, right? So you had Fox News, you have CNN, mm-hmm. you have ABC, NBC. That's all of these social media sites are Snapchat mm-hmm. and Instagram and Pinterest and Vine. They're just different channels of new media, just like traditional media was.
Okay, so if you think in terms of that, and we're gonna keep Deb over the break here, but if you think in terms of that, what's the next greatest thing? We don't know because we just talked about the fact. Snapchat wasn't even around when Facebook went public.
Yeah,
and Snapchat is the thing.
That's
now.
Right.
Think in terms of that.
Yep.
Right?
150 daily users.
Debcole.tv is your website.
Million, yeah. Small group.
It's no longer about Twitter followers, by the way. Nobody cares. I mean, Twitter's going the way of the dodo. But they're gonna change a couple things. I predict they're gonna change a couple things. They're gonna come back, and I'll tell you what those things are.
I predicted that 2 days ago.
You did not predict.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is the Big Biz Show, the money talk show with less bang for your buck. Here again, Rusty Nails and Sully.
Live from the Jeff Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. The Big Biz Show is on the air. I'm Sully. That's Rusty Nails. And look, Deb Cole is in studio.
Yeah, she is. In our hot studio. Is there a reason we turned the temperature up to 98?
No, we have AC broken today. And we had it figured out, and now it's just broken. Chris Tanikis is hard at work with his Allen wrench. I couldn't think of any other tools. I'm not really a tool guy. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P all suffering significantly today. And I will tell you, as a result of that, you're seeing a lot of fear in the market, but it's just one day, kids. It's not forever.
Well,
and let's not. It's,
a couple
it's
days.
Not.
A little Brexit thing.
But it's a couple days. It's not. Yeah. You know,
it's a big wave. But
just again, I need to show you this chart. Look at the chart today of the Dow Jones, which looks horrible.
What's cheaper now?
Versus what? Butter or the Dow
Jones? Beef eater gin or?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Nothing's
cheaper. Stuff from over there.
Nothing's cheaper over there.
No. Over here. Our dollar's stronger against them.
Yeah, it's cheaper for us to travel there.
Let's go.
Cost them 12% more to travel here.
Hey.
That's not good, though, because tourism is the number one industry in the world.
Yeah.
But so most, like San Diego, where we're based, I mean, you may be watching us in Atlanta, but in San Diego, it's our number one market driver next to the military. You know, for every tourist that comes to San Diego, three jobs are created. So that's why we don't want anybody not coming here. I mean, it's how we make money.
Yes.
So look at this chart here. Look how bad that looks. Oh, my gosh. We fell out of bed. Just unbelievable. What's worse, if you look all the way over to February about 8th or 9th, where you see Murphy's has his cursor.
Scroll
there,
right there. Uh-huh.
That was even worse, because look at where that started. That, I mean, look at the big fall preceding that. Take a look at this chart. If you take a 50,000-foot view, you'll find out how this isn't even a blip on the radar. Look at the 2009 chart to today, and what you're going to see is as bad as it was, and by the way, that up there it says today, that's not today, that's back in January, but my point is our dip right now isn't even close to what you're seeing there, not even a little bit.
No,
it's a tenth of what you see there, and in the course of things, it doesn't even look like anything.
But some of the people who wanted to stay in are now saying, well, maybe we should vote again.
Yeah, right.
We didn't know what we were doing.
Take over.
Ugh, shut up.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, the problem with democracy is there's some stupid people involved. Yeah, I think that's
once you tell there's no Santa, they don't like to hear that.
That's exactly right.
Remember how you felt? Like, really? And then you look at everyone else.
I always knew.
How come you idiots are still
believing? I caught my parents. You know? Yeah, I knew. I knew early. I knew like 7.
Yeah.
You know, I played along for my parents' sake. What does that tell you about the pleaser?
I know.
Pleasing thinking, authority? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Santa, I want $1 million. Yeah, right. You don't bring it to me, I'll kill my parents. Wow.
Deb Cole's here. Deb, so what's, we talked about this before. So Silicon Beach is where is where all of the new young tech firms are. Mm-hmm. Silicon Valley was where the chip manufacturers were. That's how they called it that. Menlo Park, where all the venture capital firms were. But Google, Snapchat, Instagram, many others are now in Santa Monica, in Southern California, in a place called Venice Beach. And they call it Silicon Beach instead of Silicon Valley. Snapchat, as you mentioned, wasn't here. What do you think is going to be next? What is the perfect social media platform, in your opinion?
Well, for right now, what we're seeing, the trends, it's video. So anything that's created from now forward will be video-focused.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the biggest trend, and if you don't jump on it now as a business owner, you will be behind.
Well, there's, for example, BizTV broadcasts on Ustream.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Ustream broadcasts live all the programming for Biz Television, okay?
Right.
And among other networks.
Yeah.
Okay. Could that now turn into a social media platform? And they've been around for a long time. They got, you know, 20 billion freaking views a month. I mean, they've got a lot of people using it.
I actually have a friend who has a business and has been doing weekly shows on Ustream since it first came out. Mm-hmm. And it's a pay service. So what's interesting is that's their channel, so they don't want to move. And I think that's the important lesson for anyone in business, staying top of mind. People have that habit of tuning into you, your show, so when competition comes in, it's not as relevant because they have a habit. Because Ustream, you still have to pay. YouTube, you don't, right? Facebook, you don't. You can go live for free. So the model is you provide something for free and then you get advertising as the revenue model. That's typically how apps are created. You give it to as many people to use it on a daily basis and then you get advertising.
So this is about driving, this is about user acquisition.
Right. Yeah.
So now I wonder what the user acquisition cost is for, let's say, Facebook. Because it costs them, at the very beginning, it costs them nothing now, I'm assuming.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because they're so pervasive. But at the beginning, it costs them something.
Absolutely.
And most apps do. I mean, for example, a lot of apps advertise on Facebook. And that's their user acquisition cost.
Right. And Facebook was very good at providing a free model and not going into advertising space too quickly. And I see too many business owners do that. They want to jump on, let's make money with this, as opposed to provide something of value that people use and get addicted to, right? Provide that daily habit so that you stay top of mind. You are the one that has mind share.
I think that's the crack model.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Yes. First one's free.
When color television first came to be, your television dealer would say the following: Rusty, take it home for a week and try it. If you don't like it, we'll come pick it up. How many people have brought it back?
Zippo.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nobody brought it back. Yeah. Not even one person.
Yeah.
So Facebook, and now you bring up a great point, because now that we're addicted to the crack of Facebook,
that's right.
And there's a billion users. Okay.
Billion.
If they charged $1 a month, 25 cents a week, and they lost 90% of their users,
right,
there's still 100 million users. That's a $100 million business per year, $1.2 billion.
But that...
Why would they not do that?
Because that's not their model.
But making money's their model. Listen, I'm a shareholder. I'm telling you right now, I don't care what their model is.
But if they change,
their revenue better go up, or we're going to vote the CEO out.
That's if you don't buy into any conspiracy model that they're trying to collect information on you and get as many people using it as possible.
Yes.
Well,
they haven't figured out how to do that yet.
But they are.
To the NSA?
Well, you talk to people in the military, and they're not allowed to be on Facebook because they don't want their personal likes, their personality out there for the enemy to be able to learn about you and manipulate you.
Right.
So they're literally not allowed to have a profile. And it's partly because of that, because Facebook can be manipulated.
Now, I have enemies come out of the woodwork sometimes. If I make a political statement on Facebook, this and that. I'm like, okay, shut up.
I can't imagine you have any enemies.
Go away.
Like, you just make people laugh.
Oh, yes.
But that's not their model. Their model is to get a lot of people there using it because it's advertising that they're getting the most amount of money. If you have a lot of people at one spot, you can charge more money for advertising. It's also a search engine, so it's more people using their platform.
Next time, let's talk about that search engine. Have you ever searched for anything on Facebook other than people?
Yeah.
You have?
Search for anything else but people?
Like Google. I go search,
No.
Yeah, I told you. That's what Facebook wants. Deb will talk about that next time she comes up. Thanks, Deb. Appreciate that. Coach Deb, coachdeb.tv is her website. Just Google Coach Deb Cole, and you'll see 1,000 places you can find her. I'm Sully. That's Rusty Nails. This is the Big Biz Show on Biz Television Network, as well as Biz Talk Radio Network, American Forces Radio Network, and others. Michael Eugene Darcy is our director. Murph is our sound guy. Of course, Curtis Manavich Curtis is tinkering around. Chris Janikis is our GM here at Jump TV Studios. Thanks to all the folks back in Dallas. My website, bigbizshow.com and jumptvstudios.com. Follow me on Twitter at Sully on the Air. And Russ's website, russisfunny.com, because
russisfat.com was taken.
See you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.